So is Yellowstone National Park getting ready to blow? Usually when I see these kind of stories, I just kind of scroll by them and I don't really pay attention to them because there have been a lot of fake ones on this, on the whole Yellowstone, you know, thing. There have been a lot of fake stories. But now the Weather Channel is actually starting to post stuff. And, you know, if true, this could be pretty horrifying. So it's important to talk about, you know. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get all sorts of free content. And the website's, it's updated with new stuff daily on a daily basis. Every day you go to that website, you will see new things. So joshpeckdisclosure.com. And if you could click on the donate button, because your donations, that's what keeps this channel going. That's what funds this whole thing that we're trying to do here. And again, it's not just me. I mean, I'm the one making the videos and saying things and trying to tell you guys about stuff. But ultimately, it's your opinions, your feedback that helps kind of shape and grow this channel and the content that you guys receive. So keep giving me feedback. That helps out a lot. And donating certainly helps because it funds, you know, the whole effort, really. Because again, I can't rely on YouTube, can't rely on AdSense, can't rely on anything else. I'm putting my own money into it as well, so you're not alone. But I really believe that if we all come together as a community, we can build something amazing, and I think we're in the process of doing that with this channel. So I thank all of you so much who have donated, and just ask that you keep doing so if you're able to. If you can't donate financially, you can donate your time by sharing this video with your friends, telling people about Josh Peck Disclosure, getting people on the website, subscribing to the channel, leaving comments, all that good stuff. So, I've said... Like I said at the opening of this video, I've seen articles, usually kind of conspiratorial type of like blogs and stuff. I've seen articles about, you know, NASA says Yellowstone, which why would NASA be involved? But, you know, NASA says Yellowstone is set to explode any day. And, you know, you see all this alarming stuff and it's just, oh, this again. Like, who is falling for that? But now the Weather Channel actually has something. It says a series of potential eruptions reported at Yellowstone National Park. So a series of potential eruptions, they've been reported from the world's largest active geyser at Yellowstone National Park. And if this is confirmed, this would be the first since 2014. So park officials said employees reported seeing an eruption at the Steamboat Geyser in northwest Wyoming last Thursday evening. So I'm not sure which day you're going to be watching this because, again, I record these ahead of time. But this report came out a couple of days ago. It's Sunday today, so this would have been 3 days ago from me. So probably like a week ago for the time you're watching this. Time travel's weird. geologists comparing the eyewitness reports to remote thermal sensors believe that the activity could be a series of minor eruptions. And Steamboat is located in a part of the park that's snowed in much of the year, so roads into the area currently are closed for spring plowing. And for those who aren't familiar, geysers are constricted hot springs that erupt as the water heats up. Steamboat's major eruptions can shoot steam at heights of 300 to 400 feet. So it's really weird. Now, if this, I just wanted to make sure that I had the right thing up here. Yellowstone is actually a super volcano, and its eruption would basically doom the United States. I just wanted to make sure that I have the right information for you guys because I don't want to misspeak or misreport something to you guys. But so Yellowstone's National Park, as we've been told, is poised for the first eruption in 70,000 years, but that might not actually be so. So Jacob Lowenstern. He's the head of the U.S. Geological Survey's Yellowstone Volcano Observatory. He told Billings Gazette that there's no abnormal activity going on beneath Yellowstone. Now, this was 4 years ago that he said this, but this isn't exactly up to date, but at that time there were a lot of these blogs and stuff saying that it was gonna explode any day, and we've been seeing that for years and years. People reporting that it's gonna explode any day, and it's like years later, nothing's happened yet. So while this isn't super, recent. You know, this was just from 2014, but back then, you know, according to a report, a major eruption at Yellowstone supervolcano would send a plume of ash with a volume roughly 850 times greater than that of one observed by the eruption of Mount St. Helens into the atmosphere if it were to erupt today. This is the type of impact that it would have. But it was also reported, again, this is 4 years ago, but the probability of a large eruption within even the next few thousand years is exceedingly low, and that's from a USGS report. But again, if it did happen, what would that look like? What would that do? So 850 times greater than Mount St. Helens, areas just outside ground zero of the supervolcano would see more than 3 feet of ash, which would kill crops, electronic communication, and travel to and from the areas. Even New York City, with more than that's more than 1,500 miles away, would see ash from the eruption, though obviously in lesser amounts. Such a large quantity of ash could also cause the global temperature to plummet. Weather patterns could also shift in an order of magnitude far greater than that of the Tambora eruption of 1815, which was one of the most devastating volcanic eruptions in recorded history. And that eruption brought drought, disease, and an unending winter to much of the globe. On the east coast of the United States, for instance, the eruption triggered major snowstorms as late as June. But the most significant finding from this study that is trying to predict what would happen if Yellowstone erupted is that ash plumes from larger volcanic eruptions don't follow the same rules as eruptions from a lesser magnitude. So ash plumes from smaller eruptions don't shoot as high up in the atmosphere as from larger eruptions, meaning that the ash gets caught up in the jet stream and carried off in a set direction along with it. But an eruption of the magnitude of Yellowstone's would shoot ash miles above the Earth, well into the stratosphere, avoiding the jet stream and creating an umbrella of ash that would blanket the United States in a widespread but relatively even pattern. So in essence, the eruption makes its own winds that can overcome the prevailing westerlies, which normally dominate weather patterns in the United States. And that would help explain the distribution from large Yellowstone eruptions of the past, where considerable amounts of ash reached the West Coast. So ash deposits as thick as 6 feet were detected in the geological record in areas of the Midwest, partial byproducts of the three most recent major eruptions of the Yellowstone super volcano in Earth's history. So it would be devastating. But again, at least according to the USGS, the probability of it happening within even the next few thousand years is really low. But that doesn't really, it still could. So, these potential eruptions that have been cited, if confirmed, we'll just have to see what happens. But it's always good to prepare, always good to be prepared, and it's always good to keep up on the news and keep up on information of what's happening there. So, if you live in the area, you should definitely want to keep up on that, the area being the United States, since it can be pretty devastating. But anyway, so really interesting stuff. What do you guys think about this? Do you think it's going to explode in our lifetimes? Could it possibly be a fulfillment of certain Bible prophecies about like the sun being darkened, and could that be from volcanic ash or something? What do you guys think about all that? If you haven't had a chance to do so, subscribe, please. It really does help. It helps you. It helps me. It helps the whole community. Oh, look at that. I'm a poet and I didn't even know I was rhyming those words. But go ahead and subscribe, click the little bell, and tell YouTube that you want to be notified anytime a new video comes up, which is every day. Go to Josh Peck Disclosure, that website, my website. It's being updated every single day. And click the donate button, because that is what makes this happen. That's what allows this to happen every single day. So it's a big help to me. It's a help to you. And when we get together, we can build something amazing. So let's do that. I want to thank all of you who have already donated your money and your time. Thank all of you just even for watching. And until next time, take care and God bless.